Welcome to another Medical Monday on eRadio with myself, Jan, and ophthalmologist Dr. Dylan Joseph. Today, we're talking about something called YAG laser. Dr. Joseph, hello.
Hi there, Jan. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Yeah, all right. Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
Another week.
Yes, another week, and slowly but surely sliding into summer.
Yes, looking forward to these early starts. So it's
It's nice, eh?
Nice to see you, the sunrise.
Much better, and all the people coming to visit and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Silly season. Yes, that's it.
Absolutely.
So today, I actually thought it was a typo because I've never heard of it. YAG laser. What is YAG laser that we're talking about today?
So the YAG laser, it's actually an acronym, and it stands for, well, there's actually an ND in front of the YAG as well. So neodymium doped, and then the Y is yttrium, A aluminium, and the G is a garnet. So it's a crystal laser, or solid state laser, that is used in ophthalmology for a certain procedure. It's a disruptive laser, basically, so it breaks things apart, as opposed to an excimer laser, which we use in laser vision correction surgery. It causes evaporation of the tissue, and femtoseconds lasers, which we also use in laser vision correction, which cause separation of the tissue by plasma molecules. So this YAG laser is a solid state laser, which is used to disrupt tissue.
Okay, and why do we use it? In what kind of medical or surgical procedures would we use it?
It's when we do cataract surgery, we remove the contents of the tiny little bag that lies at the front of the eye. So it's very important that we don't disturb the bag. If we disturb the bag, there's jelly behind the bag. That jelly can come forward, and it can cause complications during surgery. So we keep that bag intact. So when we put the new lens into that bag acts as a scaffolding. And that scaffolding eventually fuses around that lens. So they become one. If we didn't have a bag there to support the lens would drop to the back of the eye. So we absolutely have to have that bag. And it's important that we don't open at the time of surgery. But over time, and we can't clear out all the microscopic cells on that bag because half of them are hidden under the iris, which we can't see. So they proliferate slowly in a sheet of cells over the back surface of the lens. So it's important to know that it's not the lens that becomes blurry, it's the bag that becomes opaque. And people often then describe their vision as, you know, they're looking through a frosted window pane. And this can happen any time from about 6 months to 6 years after surgery, and we call it an after cataract. So it's not a cataract growing back. It's a misnomer. It's an after cataract. Now, that bag itself is 11 microns thick, 11 thousandths of millimeters thick. So it's interesting that something so thin can have such a profound impact on your vision quality if it becomes opaque. But the idea of the YAG laser, now what we do, it's a completely painless, minimally invasive procedure here in the rooms. We aim two beams on the back of the bag, right? So whatever tissue these two independent laser beams travel through, they do no damage. But where they are both focused together, they cause disruption. So they break the bag open. So we aim to break the central 3 millimeters of that bag open again. It almost peels back like leaves of a book. And it opens the visual axis again permanently so people can regain the vision that they had straight after cataract surgery. So it's a very common phenomenon after cataract surgery. And depending on the type of lens that's been used, some lenses cause opacification of the bag earlier and others later. But by and large, the majority of people who get cataract surgery are going to end up with these symptoms. And they think it's quite alarming because they think cataract surgery's failed. But it has got nothing to do with that. It's simply the fact that these cells are proliferating on the bag, and the bag needs to be polished open again. And it's a once-off procedure. That's the beauty of it, and you never need it done again. The other application of YAG lasers is, and we've talked about it on the show before, is floaters. So floaters are those little pesky things that move in and around your field of vision, and that are protein deposits in the jelly.
I've got those.
Yeah, you've got those. So if they're rather big and they're rather close to the front of the eye, then you can put a special mirror on the front of the eye and potentially shoot these little floaters as well, much like a Star Wars game. But the problem with that is you can either break them up into smaller pieces, so your one big blob becomes a lot of small blobs, or it doesn't really move it out the way. But the idea is to try and disrupt it out of the line of central vision, or to break the big floater up into small floaters, which are then less noticeable to people. So those are the two common applications of YAG lasers in ophthalmology.
Well, that's very interesting. And now we also know, Dr. Joseph, that it's not painful. How often does it need to be used?
Yeah. So, for floaters, you know, you may not be able to get it treated in one session. It may require two or three sessions, depending on how symptomatic you are. And with regards to the lens polishing, in inverted commas, or breaking open of the bag, it's a once-off procedure, because once you've actually disrupted or broken open that bag, it cannot grow back together. It's open. There's no more chance that the cells can proliferate onto the back surface of that bag because it's open. So in after cataract, it's a once-off thing. Never need it done. There is one more application as well, Ian, that I didn't chat to you about for the YAG laser, but perhaps we can discuss the actual condition that this is used for in next week's talk in narrow angles or narrow angle glaucoma, is to actually put a hole in the peripheral iris. So we shoot this YAG laser into the peripheral iris, so it has no impact on your vision quality, but it makes a hole in the iris. And essentially, I won't discuss it in detail now, but creates an escape conduit or an escape channel for fluid between the space behind the iris and in front of the iris. But we can discuss that, the whole anatomy and why that potentially happens in next week's talk. So there's a third application for the YAG laser there. So it's a very versatile little laser, and admittedly, it's got a small footprint, and it sits next to me in my office, right next to my consultation chair.
Wow. Okay. And then, Dr. Joseph, how long does it take before I see the visual results?
So with after cataracts, when the bag has become opaque, usually within 24 to 48 hours, once your pupil comes back down to size, because we do have to dilate your pupil to do the laser, you usually start seeing those results. So that fogginess, that mist is likely to have cleared. So it's pretty quick. When you're doing it for floaters, depends. Sometimes it's one session, two or three sessions, and on the position and the size of the floaters, of course. And then we're not doing the hole in the iris to improve vision. That's purely to improve functionality in the eye, which will be next week's discussion.
So to be continued, but just lastly, Dr. Joseph, how much are we looking at in terms of cost for YAG laser?
So when you're doing YAG laser associated with previous cataract surgery, if you remember, cataract surgery is a prescribed minimum benefit or a PMB. So medical aids are obliged to pay at their scheme rates for the YAG laser capsulotomy, we call it, opening of the capsule. So, you know, in my practice, for instance, we'll charge the patient at their medical aid rate for the YAG laser capsulotomy. You know, if you don't have insurance, then it's probably about 2,500 to 3,000 rand for one eye with high FEV machine, and probably up to 4,000 if you're doing both eyes. And you only charge then one high FEV machine if you're doing both eyes in one sitting. So, but most medical aids, if not all, should be covering it, because it is a PMB condition related to your primary cataract surgery. Floaters may be a different story, and also putting a hole in the iris, most medical aids will cover that as well, because some of those conditions too are PMB conditions. So, most of the time, we don't have issues with funding from your medical aid, even if you are on a hospital plan.
Okay, well, that's great. Dr. Joseph, if we want to come and see you to talk about having some YAG laser done or any other procedures, how do we get in touch with you? Just remind us.
Okay, so we're based in Meisner at the Advanced Health Surgical Center. It's 4 Barracuda Street. Our landline is 044-150-0085, and you can chat to our patient liaison, Officer Mariska, and she'll be able to help you with those questions as well. And we do have a website, www.drdylanjoseph.com, drdylanjoseph.com. And we've got a whole bunch of great videos explaining a lot of procedures on our YouTube channel. And we have a social media channel in the form of Instagram and Facebook. So go and like us, go and follow us, go and listen to some of those threads and let us know if you've got any questions.
Yes, it's almost like a library of knowledge just waiting for you to explore it, including the podcasts. So
yes,
be sure to make use of it. Dr. Joseph, as always, a big thanks to you. Next week, follow up on YAG Laser. We'll be talking about that in more detail as well. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you, Ian. You too.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Cheerio.